States dollars illicit financial flows. A 43-year-old man of Mazabuka District has been arrested for being found in possession of 114 green national registration cards and 11 ATM cards. In international news, Human Rights Watch accuses Mali armed forces of executing and disappearing Fulani men. In sports, Nchanga Rangers Football Club has been reinforced with four new signings.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Zambia has lost an estimated $3.5 billion through illicit financial flows in 2024 alone. This is according to a newly released Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing Trends Report. The 10th Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing Trends Report has uncovered rampant cases of fraud, tax evasion, illegal mining, cybercrime and public sector corruption, all contributing to massive economic losses and weakened governance. FIC Director General Clement Kapalu revealed that foreign nationals working with Zambians used shell companies to siphon funds abroad under fake business transactions. In one case, 13 such companies moved over $100 million to the Middle East and Asia, disguised as payments for goods. The report also flagged cyber-enabled fraud, including fake loans and cryptocurrency scams. In one scam, victims were defrauded of 600,000 kwacha, while another saw a bank lose 10 million kwacha through forged employee schemes. Other flagged cases include illegal Mopani log exports, fraudulent infrastructure contracts, and massive public sector irregularities involving millions of dollars. In response, the FIC froze 34 bank accounts and 10 mobile money wallets. Assets worth over $26.5 million and 71.5 million kwacha were forfeited to the state. The center has warned that unless Zambia tightens its financial controls, it risks being grey listed during a crucial global evaluation in 2027, a move that could seriously dent investor confidence. The illicit financial flows are part of the emerging challenges being addressed by the FIC, including cyber fraud, regulatory evasions, and illicit fund transfers via prepaid branded cards. Additionally, illicit financial flows tied to illegal money and timber logging, as well as cyber crimes involving foreign actors, are under scrutiny. Meanwhile, Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has welcomed the report, highlighting government's commitment to a transparent financial system and zero tolerance to corruption. In other news, a 43-year-old man of Mazabuka District has been arrested after being found in possession of 114 green national registration cards and 11 ATM cards bearing different names, the situation which raised suspicions of fraudulent activity. According to the police in Southern Province, Jonathan Nawa of KLB Compound was initially summoned to the victim support unit over a domestic dispute. However, during the interrogation, it emerged that he had allegedly been using the said documents to fraudulently access benefits from the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Southern Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Mono Hamalongo confirmed the arrest, stating that a search of the suspect's bag and vehicle led to the discovery of the NRCs and ATM cards. The items have since been handed over to the Department of National Registration, Passport and Citizenship for further identification. Nawa has been formally charged with being in possession of green national registration cards without lawful authority, contrary to Section 13 of the National Registration Act Number 126 of 2021. He is expected to appear in court soon. Increase in the Zambia Flying Doctors Service, ZFDS, medical outreach program on the Copperbelt has cheered the United Party for National Development, UPND. Party Media Director Mark Simuwe says the ZFDS has expanded its monthly outreach programs from around 2 to between 8 and 10. The development, he said, has improved the provision of essential medical and health services to rural and hard-to-reach areas. Speaking during a media briefing, Mr. Simuwe attributes the progress to the upgraded fleet of aircraft, which now includes 2 fixed-wing planes and a helicopter, adding that the rotary aircraft has made it possible for the ZFDS to reach out to remote areas inaccessible to fixed-wing planes. Mr. Simuwe has since commended the advancements made at a hospital on the Copperbelt, which he said has been equipped with modern equipment, including oxygen plants and scanners, despite initial challenges such as ruined buildings and faulty equipment.
On the Copperbelt, we want to start with the Zambia Flying Doctor with a scanner and with equipment that many hospitals, specialized hospitals in Lusaka do not have. It is one of its kind. 2 weeks ago, you saw that the admission was at this particular Flying Doctor Hospital was being commissioned. Another hospital is there, around the tower, Kansanshi. I think there are about 3 hospitals within Ndola, which relate to Flying Doctor services. These to us are achievements, because we believe that instead of allowing citizens who are living in the remote areas to die because there were no services, this particular initiative is so timely for the people of Zambia.
Government, through 3 water utility companies on the Copperbelt, is implementing water and sanitation projects aimed at enhancing the acceleration of national water security to achieve sustainable development goal number 6, SDG 6. SDG number 6 focuses on ensuring access to water and sanitation for all. In a ministerial statement in the National Assembly yesterday, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovo revealed that government is addressing water supply deficit on the Copperbelt. Minister Nzovo stated that Nkana Water Supply, which serves Kitwe, Kalulushi and Lufwanyama with a total demand of 230,000 cubic meters of water per day, currently produces only 140,000 cubic meters daily, resulting in a substantial shortfall. According to Mr. Nzovu, the deficit is attributed to aging infrastructure, his government's intervention by undertaking urgent and sustainable upgrades to bridge the gap.
Madam Speaker, Kana Water Supply and Sanitation Company serves Kitwe, Kalulushi and Lufwanyama, producing about 140,000 cubic meters of water daily against a demand of 230,000. Leaving a deficit of 90,000 cubic meters. This gap is largely due to aging infrastructure, which government is addressing through urgent and sustainable upgrades. Madam Speaker, government is implementing the USD 150 million Kana Water Supply and Sanitation Project Phase 2, which includes installing 51 energy efficient pumps, building a 40,000 meter cubed per day treatment plant and adding 15,000 meter cubed of storage. Once completed, the project will benefit over 890,000 people in Kitwe and Kalulushi by addressing supply gaps and improving efficiency. In parallel, the EU-funded Nexus Energy and Water Zambia project will install 45 energy efficient pumps and develop 13.5 megawatts of.
In international news, an Ethiopian official has denied Donald Trump's claim that the United States helped fund Ethiopia's new mega dam, on the River Nile, saying it is false and destructive. Last week, President Trump said the controversial dam was built with United States money, largely. Officially known as the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, GERD, the project is Africa's biggest hydroelectric plant and a major source of pride for Ethiopians. Over the 14 years it has taken to complete GERD, The Ethiopian authorities have repeatedly said that the dam was funded by the government, along with contributions from the Ethiopian people. The dam has, however, angered Egypt and Sudan, which lie upstream on the River Nile, and fear the dam could lead to less water flowing into their countries. On Tuesday, Mr. Tumir, Deputy Director of GERD's Coordination Office, dismissed Trump's remarks, saying the dam was built without any foreign aid. Still in international